From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English program from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today is one of the mourning days of Indonesia. We are still grieving about the passing of our third president, B.J. Habibie. But worry not, we still have a lot of information from Indonesia only for you. Therefore, we would like to begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. B.J. Habibie passes away. President Joko Widodo conveys condolences. Vice President Yusuf Kala reminds the police of the importance of technology mastery in dealing with cybercrimes. Now the news in details. Indian Trade and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal expressed his appreciation for encouragement and support of Indonesian government at regional and bilateral forum to invite 16 countries in dealing with major multilateral trading agreement of regional comprehensive economic partnerships that has not been finalized over the last 7 years. This was stated by Piyush Goyal at the last day of the series meetings of 51st Asian Economic Ministers held in Bangkok, Thailand, from September 5th to 11th, 2019. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, he also said that Indonesia has pushed India to be able to find out solution so that the major points of regional comprehensive economic partnership can be agreed based on the target in November 2019. Indonesian Creative Economy Agency Bekraf will again hold an annual event, Bekraf Festival 2019, at Benteng Vastenburg, Solo, Central Java, on October 4 to 6. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Vice Chairman of Bekraf, Ricky Yosef Pesik, in Jakarta on Wednesday explained that the choice of Solo City to be the third host of Creative Economy Agency Festival 2019 is directly requested by the local government to head of Bekraf, Triawan Munaf, when visited the city. Ricky Yosef Pesik also explained that the chosen city to be the host of the annual Bekraf Festival is the city which has creative economic indication, such as Bandung, that has become supplier of creatively excellent human resources. Besides Bandung, Surabaya also has creative and innovative visions and mission. So does Solo, that becomes the birthplace of a network of national creative cities. The third president of the Republic of Indonesia, Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, popularly known as B.J. Habibie, passed away at the Gatot Subroto Army Central Hospital in Jakarta Wednesday afternoon. President Joko Widodo said the government and all the people of Indonesia are in deep condolences for the passing of B.J. Habibie. The president arrived at Gatot Subroto Army Hospital 5 minutes after B.J. Habibie passed away. He also prayed for the families left behind to be endowed with patience. Innalillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. May I, on behalf of all the people of Indonesia and the government, convey our deep sorrow, condolences for the death of Professor B.J. Habibie at 18:05 Western Indonesia time at the Gatot Subroto Army Hospital. Hopefully the family left behind is given patience and can continue what is aspired by Professor B.J. Habibie during his lifetime. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo recalls B.J. Habibie as a statement that should become a role model in the daily life of the nation. The president frequently discusses various national problems with B.J. Habibie. For him, other than being the third president of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie is also a scientist and the father of Indonesian technology. Meanwhile, a separate place, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno conveyed the government asked the people of Indonesia to hoist the red and white flag at the half mast as a statement of Indonesian grief over the death of B.J. Habibie. The appeal was conveyed not only to the public, but also to all government offices and state institutions, both at home and abroad.
Kami juga mengajak kepada masyarakat.
We call for the public to hoist the red and white flag at half mast until September 14, 2019. So we will set a three-day national mourning until September 14. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936, passed away after undergoing intensive care since September 1, 2019. Vice President Yusuf Kalla called for Indonesian National Police, Polri, to enhance the ability of human resources in a bid to protect the country and society from the threat of cybercrime. This was conveyed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla on Wednesday when attending the open Senate meeting in the context of the inauguration of Professor Yasona Hamonongan Lauri at the Jakarta Police Higher Education. Amid the technological developments, especially the Internet, Vice President Yusuf Kalla pointed out that the future challenge for the police is dealing with cybercrime, both at home and abroad. Thus, the police are asked to boost the ability of human resources to protect the country and society from cybercrime.
Kejahatan juga banyak berubah.
Crime has also changed a lot with cyber. This is why the police must also master the cyber rather than criminals.
Para kriminal.
Despite encouraging mastery in the cyber field, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also reminded that the development of the cyber world should not affect culture, ethics, and attitude as an Indonesian nation. He perceived that at present, the development of cyber can change culture and ethics if not anticipated carefully. At the open Senate meeting, the sixth president of Indonesia, Megawati Sukarnoputri, the chairperson of the Constitutional Court, the head of the Supreme Audit Board, and the student of the Higher Education of Police Science were also present. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo encouraged Indonesian engineers to have certification based on the agreed terms in the Mutual Recognition Arrangement, MRA, in the Asian environment. Having an MRA standard certification will make it easier for Indonesian engineers to compete at the Asian region. He is pleased that there has been mutual recognition arrangement among engineers in Asia so that there is standards of competence among countries and it easily enables the mobility of engineers across Asian countries. This was stated by President Joko Widodo when opening the 37th Asian Conference of Engineer Organization in Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that cooperation among engineers in Asia is important to keep improving. Evidence of the cooperation of the great engineers at the Asian level has created 10 unicorns in Indonesia, including Gojek, Tokopedia, Bukalapak, and Traveloka. President Joko Widodo further stated that sharing of experience and knowledge among members of the Asian community needs to be carried out. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, at working meeting with members of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that they are not Indonesian citizens to be victims directly over the rally in Hong Kong more recently. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, the impact of Indonesian citizens is indirect, namely, distracting towards public transportation access. She also said that during the demonstration of claiming revocations of extradition laws draft held for months, Indonesian Foreign Ministry, through General Consulate of Indonesia in Hong Kong, has given assistance and accompaniment to more than 100 Indonesian citizens who got impacted. Those are 57 people of Jakarta Administration Province swimming team on August 12, 30 people of Math Olympics contingent on September 1. The 15th meeting of the Asian High Officials for Culture and Arts Affairs, SOMKA, with the South Korean-speaking country in Yogyakarta on Wednesday, produced the Asian Korea Traditional Orchestra initiatives, which will be displayed in Indonesia. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, after the meeting explained, that the orchestra is a combination of musicians and traditional musical instruments from 10 Asian countries and South Korea. The orchestra will play repertoires with songs from their respective countries. This orchestra will be displayed in Korea and Indonesia.
Ini udah beberapa kali dilaksanakan.
This has been carried out several times and now we want to expand it. So later it will be 23, 24 September in Korea, November in Jakarta and Bali. So there will be performances later. We will play at Sarbini Hall in Jakarta and in the Asian Secretariat and then later in Bali. So the result of this discussion is the workshop. It's really looking for the same thing. Then finding a suitable song to be displayed by all. We will present the result later in Indonesia, in Jakarta and in Bali. Hilmar Farid further explained that this activity is important because in the traditional music of Asian countries, there are similarities and conformities that show Asians' identities. In addition, these activities also aim to preserve and develop traditional music. In this orchestra, Indonesia will present the traditional musical instrument of gambang and kendang, with four musicians consisting of conductors, singers, drummers, and drum players. The orchestra will be in Jakarta from November 3rd to 7th and perform at Sarbini Hall and the Asian Secretariat. In addition, they will perform at Krisnawa Arts Center Denpasar Bali on November 8th to 13th. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, here's the commentary today, and it is entitled The Significance of Library Visit Day. Library Visit Day is commemorated every September 14th, and September becomes Love Reading Month. The two important moments were inaugurated in 1995. The aim was to make Indonesian people have more interest in reading books. It is because through reading, one's mind will be open and receives a lot of knowledge. Interest in reading will then affect the future lives of individual and even a nation. Therefore, the library visit day is significant for the people. However, along with technology development, existence of library keeps decreasing every year, resulting from ease of obtaining information through internet that is accessible whenever and wherever. Library can be the bridge in educating Indonesian people, according to the law number 43, year 2007, that mentions about function and role of library. Seeing this phenomenon clearly requires creativity and various efforts so that the interest of community visits to the library improves again. Library agencies across regions usually hold various competitions and activities such as book exhibition, book review, writing competition, speech competition, poem recital, and many more. Just like what was done by Library Agency of East Belitung Regency, they held various activities to improve people's interest in reading books, especially the children, through regional cultural storybooks so that it can increase people's love for reading and library visit. Besides, Library and Archive Agency of Demak Regency, Central Java, also encourages reading culture, such as by initiating Library Visit Month and a day entitled Literacy Generation and the Hoax Generation. This month has indoor and outdoor nuances. Mixing current development and literacy, some walls of library parks will be painted with murals that can be used for selfies and Instagrammable activities. With the annual Library Visit Day every September 14th, all Indonesian people, especially the millennials in villages and cities, are expected to realize the significance of improving reading interest towards becoming well-informed and updated people. And listener, that was documentary today.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on September 12th, a coup d'etat which was launched by Turkey military, led by Kenan Evren. Turkey's coup d'etat on September 12, 1980, launched by General Kenan Evren, was the third one in Turkey after coup d'etat in 1960 and 1971. The coup d'etat started through armed conflict between right and left wings. This was often called as proxy war between United States of America and Soviet Union. To be able to conduct intervention, Turkey's military led the conflict increasingly fierce. After the coup d'etat was launched, violence directly stopped and the coup d'etat was considered as restoration of order. 50 people were sentenced to death, while 500,000 were arrested and hundreds of people were killed in jail. Next event is that in 2007, earthquake occurred in Bengkulu. The Bengkulu earthquake on September 12, 2007 was a series of earthquakes that occurred in Java Trench off the coast of Bengkulu, Sumatra, Indonesia. The earthquake raised tsunami warning at the beaches of Indian Ocean. The first earthquake measured 7.9 on Richter scale. The main earthquake was followed by a series of earthquakes on the same fault. As a consequence, there was tidal wave which flooded at least 300 houses of local residents and public buildings on Pagai Island, Mentawai Island, until as high as 1 meter. 21 people were reported dead and hundreds of people were injured. The last event is that in 2008, train collision happened in Chatsworth. Train collision happened on September 12, 2008, when Union Pacific cargo train crashed with Metrolink passenger train at Chatsworth District, Los Angeles, United States of America. The accident killed 25 passengers. The failure happened because the machinist of the Metrolink train was busy to receive messages so that the machinist ignored red signal and kept running. The fatal error inflicted a financial loss of the Metrolink worth $500 million. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Baju ini Indonesia, HP ini buatan Indonesia, televisi Indonesia, semuanya serba Indonesia. Sepedaku Indonesia, pesawatku buatan Indonesia, kapal laut Indonesia, semuanya karya anak bangsa untuk Indonesia. Ha,
Thank you very much for you who are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We still got many more information from Indonesia, for instance, in My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia for today entitled No More Smoke in Indonesian Border. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar emphasized that there is no more smoke in transboundary haze from Indonesia to neighboring countries. In her press release in Jakarta, Monday, September 9, she said that the steps to extinguish forest and land fires or karhutla continue to be carried out at all points of fire. Minister Siti Nurbaya emphasized that in West Kalimantan, law enforcement has been upheld and 19 concessions have been sealed. The condition of the hotspots until Sunday, September 8, has decreased by around one-third compared to the hotspot condition last week. She also explained that in Central Kalimantan, her site is investigating what caused the suspicious fire. She added that the government is searching for indications of intentional arson by studying the suspicious fire network. Furthermore, Minister Siti Nurbaya said that the government has cooperated with local communities to extinguish forest and land fires in Riau, Jambi, and South Sumatra. She also pointed out that integrated outages are part of the control system that was developed in post-Karhutla 2015. Indonesia has taken many corrective steps and has proven capable of overcoming forest and land fires in 2016, 2017, and 2018. The government will also continue to work hard to close the gaps of the cause of repeated fires this year. The Indonesian government continues to work hard for the benefit of the community and will not succumb to the pressures of certain parties. Minister Siti Nurbaya also continues to give encouragement to the firefighting team in the field as a team in the front line to keep working if there is a potential for fire. She emphasized that forest and land fire in Indonesia, which reached 99%, was caused due to deliberate factors of humans' activities. She said that her site would not allow those who deliberately burn forest and land, and she would also pursue and crack down on the perpetrators. That's My Indonesia.
Terus maju semesta mendukung.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next one, we would like to introduce you to more information about Indonesian culture or tourism destination. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Memek Culinary from Aceh. Memek Culinary included as an intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia. The determination was conducted in a session in Jakarta on August 13th until 16th, 2019. Besides Memek cake, there are also three Acehnese cultures which also include as intangible cultural heritage of Indonesia, namely Gutel, Silat Pelintau, and Sining. Gutel is a special food of Gayo people which is made of rice flour, coconut, sugar, and water, which is mixed into a dough. And then the dough is shaped oval and wrapped with pandanus leaf. While Sining is a traditional dance of Central Aceh, Silat Pelintau is a martial art from Tamiang region which shows the beauty art movement. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to know more about Memek Culinary, a typical culinary of Si Meului. Based on information from official website of Culture and Tourism of Aceh, the name of Memek comes from Memek, which means chewing or beating. But the local people call it Memek. People usually make it for breaking fast dish, so that this Si Meulue typical food is commonly found during Ramadan. Memek is cooked like porridge. The food is made from roasting glutinous rice, mashed banana, coconut milk, sugar, and salt. To make the cake, it takes around 1 hour. Then the Memek cake can be eaten when warm or cool. When eating Memek, the taste of banana and roasted glutinous rice dominating the cake. The aroma of the roasted rice also arouses appetite. Now Memek can be found easily at tourism destinations surrounding Si Meule Island. A portion of Memek is only 5,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Masih banyak teman-teman Dunia belum berakhir. Bila kau putuskan aku, wajahku juga jelek-jelek amat. Ada yang mau? Kupikir-pikir.
Listeners, thank you very much for you who are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next will be an information about interesting things that happens in our country, Indonesia. Next is Miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's Citizen, we present you information on Flora and Fauna 2019 Festival. For 1 month, starting from September 6 until October 6, 2019, Flora and Fauna Festival 2019, or FLONA, is held by Forestry Office of Provincial Government of Jakarta at Lapangan Banteng, Central Jakarta. The exhibition presents plants, vegetables, fruits, and many kinds of animals. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan says that the festival gives alternative for family or community to enjoy and to learn the wealth of Indonesia flora and fauna. He ensures that the exhibition, which has been held routinely since 1971, can bring about positive impact and take benefit for the environment. Governor Anies also hopes the community to enthusiastically visit and even the exhibition. This year, the theme of FLONA is in accordance with the motto of Provincial Government of Jakarta, New Face of Special Region of Jakarta. This year, Forestry Office of Jakarta makes pavilion entitled Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is chosen as transition process from being imperfect to be perfect. Thus, the Forestry Office also makes a concept called cocoon to be butterfly at the main gate until entrance area of the exhibition stands. Head of Forestry Office of Central Jakarta, Mila Ananda, welcomes Flora Festival 2019, which has Instagrammable concept. The festival is also an event by dog and cat show, screen for public from MVP and playground of rabbit gangs. On the 25,000 meters wide land, there are also playground flying fox, wall climbing, chirping bird contest, and ghost area. That was our segment for today, Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
Segala perbedaan yang kini sedang kita hadapi, saling menyalahkan itu bukan jalan terbaik. Bukankah setiap masalah pasti bisa dibicarakan? Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah. Ku ingin ada di sana, walau berbeda kita bersama. Merasakan damai, bukankah setiap pasti bisa dibicarakan? Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih. Walau berbeda, kita berbeda.
Listener, we have a lot of information for you. We had that one, and we also have so many music we played only for you. Next, we still have much more for you. There will be another song, but there will be a small information about it. So stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today we will present a song titled Sudah Kubilang by Christine Panjaitan. Christine Panjaitan reached her golden period in the 1980s. The singer, whose full name is Christine Natalina Panjaitan, became too popular since released the song Katakan Sejujurnya. At that time, the song was very famous in the community. Besides the song Katakan Sejujurnya, Christine Panjaitan also has another hit song, namely Sudah Kubilang. This song, which was composed by Rinto Harahap, contains a message not to force a wishful thinking, since if you find the right person to love, surely he or she will always be there for you. Well, listener, let's listen to Sudah Kubilang, sung by Christine Panjaitan.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan milikku dan kau.
Well, it's almost 1 hour. It seems that it's time for me to change with the next program. But I'm sure that you will stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia because we still have much more to provide or to share with the world. So in the meantime, maybe you can send your questions, suggestions, comments, or anything you want to say to us. Send it to our email, voi@voanews.id. voi@voanews.id. Or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, I'm Steve. I'll be coming again later, but make sure that you will keep staying tuned to The Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.